The Eternal Plan. God did a new thing. God created man to be his representative on earth. But Adam, created son of God, sinned, and man lost fellowship with God, and the glory departed, and the gate into fellowship with God was barred when Adam rebelled against his God. But God loves man. And God had a plan, a remnant, Seth, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Israel. God did a new thing. God created Israel to be his representative on earth. But Israel, the adopted son of God, sinned, and Israel lost fellowship with God. And the glory of God departed from the temple, and communion was severed, when Israel rebelled against her God. But God loves Israel. And God had a plan, a remnant, Abraham, Israel, David, Mary, Jesus. God did a new thing. God sent his only begotten Son to represent himself on earth. But sinful man, created in God's image, rejected his plan of salvation. And rebellious Israel, adoptive son of God, crucified the Lord of glory. But his blood brought new life, and his blood brought a new creation, and his blood brought a new adoption. And in the fullness of time, God did a new thing. The old sinful nature in Adam had to die, and a new man in Christ be born. The old sinful nature in Jacob had to die, and a new temple was to be built. So God created the church to be his representative on earth. God created a new body to be the temple of his residence, and God chose to live forever within that body of believers in Christ. A body was made, and the church was created. The new man in Christ was born. The temple of God started to be built, living stone upon living stone. But as year succeeded to year, the church left their first love. Despite the indwelling spirit, the old sinful nature in Adam reared its ugly head, and like Israel her sister, the church rebelled. Man had a choice. Obey my voice and you will live. Israel had a choice. Obey my law and you will live. And the church has a choice. Obey my command and I will live through you. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Man chose the fruit of rebellion, and rebellious Israel chose her apostate route. And the church has a choice too, spiritual obedience or apostate disobedience. But God had a plan, a remnant of believers through whom he would work. A little flock who live by faith and not by sight. A little flock who live in Christ and not in self. A little flock who remain his representative on earth. A little flock who chose the hard route and not the easy way. A little flock who chose the spiritual path and not the carnal walk. God had an eternal plan and continues to have an eternal plan, but he always works through a small remnant, a remnant of believers who live in Christ and not in self, a remnant of believers who will be attacked by the enemy, a remnant of believers who will be hated by the world, a remnant of believers who know that in this world there will be deep trials, a remnant of believers who know this world is not their home. Austin Sparks unveils the biblical meaning of remnant in the following quote. This word remnant means those that have escaped slavery and are breathing God's free air. You find them in the beginning of the book of Acts. Overcomers are those who go back to the beginning in experience. It is not that they take up something further, a deeper teaching or a fuller life. It is the primal freshness and fullness of Christ that overcomers represent. Unfortunately, in contrast to the general situation. Man has always been given a choice, God's way or man's way. And like Adam and Israel, each member of the church has a choice, the spiritual way or the carnal route, to trust and obey or to walk with him no more. God has a plan, and God will complete his plan. And he will work out his plan through a remnant, a little flock that choose to trust him. He will work out his plan through a body of believers, a remnant of overcomers.